Pastor Matthew Secchi here from Verity Baptist Church, Philippines, and I wanted to make a quick video discussing the various languages of the Philippines. I grew up speaking one language, the English language, the dominant language all throughout the United States, whereas in the Philippines, you can grow up speaking several different languages. My wife grew up speaking three languages. Kapampangan was her local dialect, Tagalog is the national language, and English as well, which is the textbooks in schools are in English and they're being taught in English. My wife used to be an English teacher. And so it's actually very common for Filipinos to be English teachers to people from Korea and other countries in Asia, as English is very widely spoken here and people are very good at speaking the English language here in the Philippines. So let me give you a bit of a background on this. If you're not really familiar with the history of the Philippines, you might assume, which I used to assume, that Spanish was a very dominant language in the Philippines. You might assume that Spanish is very similar to Tagalog and the languages that are here. You might assume a lot of people still speak Spanish fluently. And I would say that you would be 95% incorrect, just like I was. There is very little. Spanish is essentially a dead language here in the Philippines. Chavacano is the closest thing to Spanish, and there is a lot of similarity between them. But Spanish compared to Tagalog, they're very different. There are a few nouns that are the same, but honestly, they're completely different languages. Ferdinand Magellan was killed here in the Philippines, and then Spain came back and took over. And Spanish became definitely the language of the elite. But of course, there was the uprising of the Filipinos against the Spanish, and they resented the rule of the Spanish. And so generally, the local dialect they had, they would keep at home. And so though a lot of people were speaking Spanish, it never dominated the country like you would expect. You would think it would have become much bigger and still be in existence today. Whereas English, on the other hand, has become more and more dominant as time has gone on. And so, as I said, when it comes to textbooks, they're generally in English. And so when you're looking at the younger generations in the Philippines, they're generally very good at English, especially if they've gone to college. And of course, now with American TV and American music and YouTube and all of these things, you know, English is becoming a very dominant language and important language here, even for jobs. Many Filipinos, they use English in their day-to-day language because they do it to work jobs internationally, even if they're living here in the Philippines. In fact, you know, you'll hear about Spanglish in the United States, which is a combination of Spanish and English. And honestly, I haven't really experienced Spanglish that much, even when I lived in areas where Spanish was very commonly spoken. But Taglish is a real thing. And what I mean by that is you will see signs here in the Philippines, part in Tagalog, part in English, and part a mixture in the same sentence of Tagalog and English. So Taglish is a real thing. You will be probably surprised when you come and visit here how you see sign after sign in English and English and English. But of course, Tagalog is also a dominant language here as well. Now, as I said, there was no national language when Ferdinand Magellan came here and Spain took over. It was about 80 years ago, as there was a lot of different languages in the Philippines, where the wheels were set in motion to make Tagalog the national language of the country. It was very controversial, and it's still pretty controversial because in parts of the Philippines, Cebuano is the dominant language, and Cebuano was really right there with Tagalog. And metrics I've seen show that more people spoke Cebuano natively than Tagalog, but the president of the time, Tagalog was his language. And so that really kind of helped set that above the other languages. And so Tagalog became the national language. There are parts of the Philippines where people are not completely confident and comfortable in Tagalog. They much prefer Cebuano. Here in Pampanga, I can say that people are pretty much always fluent in Tagalog. Kapampangan is a language people speak at home with their relatives, but even out in public, since there's a lot of foreigners that live in Pampanga, and even a lot of Filipinos that are not completely fluent in Kapampangan, Tagalog becomes a very dominant language. And as I said, my wife grew up speaking three languages, and so Kapampangan is the local dialect here. There are a lot of similarities with Tagalog, but there's also a lot of differences as well. Kapampangan is the seventh most spoken language here in the Philippines. That's my wife's local dialect, and she also speaks Tagalog and English, and that's pretty common for people. Now, if you live in Metro Manila or NCR, National Capital Region, often you might only speak two languages. If you grow up in NCR, then Tagalog is the dominant language there, and you're also going to become very good at English as well. But if you do not grow up in NCR, if you grow up in the province, you're going to be speaking the language of your province, which for us here in Pampanga, it's Kapampangan. Other people, it could be Bicolano or another language. And then also you're going to have Tagalog, which is the national language, and English as well. And so it's very interesting. It's something, honestly, I'm still studying quite a bit myself. What you are seeing as a result of this is that the local dialects are slowly kind of dying out a little bit. If you were to talk to people that are younger here in the Philippines, they may speak their local dialect, but at the same time, they don't speak it generally in as deep of a level as their grandparents would. Because as Tagalog is becoming more dominant and English as well, what is taking place is the local dialects are becoming a little bit less important. And what is taking place in the Philippines is it is a big concern to various provinces, and they're putting wheels in motion within the law to basically teach in the local dialect because they don't want the language dying out. And they're worried that basically English and Tagalog will take over, at least in this part of the Philippines. And as I said, it's different in Cebu and other parts of the Philippines, but it's very interesting here how people generally speak several languages. Spanish is essentially a dead language here in the Philippines. It's just not that commonly spoken, but people often grow up speaking three languages. And we have people at our church that just grew up speaking five languages because they've got relatives from different provinces. And at a young age, you're able to learn, you know, you spend a summer with your cousins or whatever, you can learn a language and pick it up. And so there's a lot of people at our churches that actually speak several languages. But generally here in the Philippines, everyone's going to speak at least two languages. And very commonly, people are going to speak three languages. What I would consider maybe similar to is the country of India, where there is a national language, but that doesn't mean that everybody is completely confident with that as their first language. It might be a secondary language for them. Just as Tagalog here is not the number one language for everybody here in the Philippines. But people generally will be fluent in several languages. Anyways, thank you and God bless.